We are joined by Steve Wachowski, the owner of Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And Steve, we just were talking about this off air, and I had no idea the example was, because I said, well, sometimes I like to shut the AC off at night, and you know, because I don't think it needs to be on. But you're just, you had told me two things. One, it's going to keep running, and it will shut off on its own because of the thermostat. That was stupid of me to think that. But the big thing is, if people shut it off and forget to put it on, they get home, as you said, in the evening, it's 80 degrees, and well, you pick it up from there. What happens when they put the AC on?
Well, yeah, if it's 80 degrees in your house and you just turn that air conditioner on, your air conditioner will only cool 1 degree an hour. And, you know, after 2 hours of running it, you're thinking it's going to drop more than that, and you go to your thermostat and it only drops a couple degrees. A lot of people will pick up that phone and give us a call and say their air conditioner isn't working. Well, we come out there and we take a look at everything, check everything out, and you're like, no, everything's working just fine. But because it doesn't bring it down like your furnace. Now, on a furnace, the heating side of your system, it can bring it up 10 degrees in a matter of 15 minutes. You know, but on the air conditioning side, it literally takes 1 hour to drop 1 degree.
See,
so if you're going to go from 80 to 70, that's 10 hours it's going to take.
Oh, my God.
That's why you don't want to shut your air conditioner off at night. You got to remember, as the sun goes down, the heat load goes down in your house, which means you don't have, you know, basically heat trying to warm up the inside of your house. So if you have your thermostat set at 70, which is kind of cold, but we'll just use that number. If you have it set at 70, once it drops below 70 in your house at night, your air conditioner is not going to turn on. Even though you have the setting at air conditioning on in your on your thermostat, your air conditioner actually won't run at night. So just leave it on all the time. Then you don't have to worry about it getting back up to,
and again,
80 degrees the next day.
Steve, I said to you off air too, am I the only idiot who doesn't know that? And
it happens all the time, Bob.
Wow.
We get all kinds of calls. We feel bad because we go out there and it doesn't do anything. There's nothing wrong with the system. But the other thing, we've talked about this on programmable thermostats. It actually costs you less money to lock it in at a set degree, whether that's 70, 72, 75. It doesn't matter because your system is going to maintain that temperature. If you let the temperature go up and then bring it back down every day, it will actually cost you more money to do that in energy bill than to lock it in at a set degree. And that's true on both the heating and the air conditioning side. And people have a hard time with that because you've got thermos manufacturers telling you you're going to save money if you set back your thermostat. And that's just not true. It is if you only set it back 1 degree. You know, if you're setting it back 5 degrees every day, it's costing you
a
ton of money.
Steve, I got to ask you, do you carry, install, or sell lock boxes like they have in a lot of businesses? Because my 14-year-old, he's always, oh, it's too cold. He slams it up to 80, and he'll do the same thing with the AC. He'll drop it down to 60 because he thinks it'll cool it quicker. And even though I tell him, don't touch it, he doesn't listen. So
that falls into properly training your children.
Yeah, well, that's a lost cause with this one. We've tried. Maybe I'll send him to you, and you could set him straight on that one. But he's he sort of ignores some of direction like that. But I learned from you too, and that's why this is a great homeowner tips segment. I would have thought that your filter, usually we call it a furnace filter, also an AC filter, would get much dirtier during the winter when the furnace is on, but you had said that when the AC is on, it gathers a lot more debris and dust.
Yeah, your furnace will actually, well, the furnace meaning your furnace box, the heating side of your furnace obviously doesn't run in the summertime, it's just your air conditioner, but the furnace will actually run at a higher speed and run more minutes in the day during air conditioning season than it will during furnace season, heating season. So changing the furnace filter is actually more important in the summertime. Well, it's equally important, but you actually will change the filter more in the 3 months of summer than you will in the 3 months of winter.
Well, that's something to look forward to because we're changing it like every couple of weeks, if that.
Yeah, well, you have to at your house. You got all those animals in there, so you should be doing almost every week, maybe two for sure.
Steve, those are my children you're calling animals. No, I know what you mean. we have a dog or two or three, and we'll leave it at that.
In all seriousness, that is true, you know, because most animals will shed.
Yeah.
And that fine hair gets sucked into that air filter, and it's, yeah. Yeah, we do shout out to Zero Res Duct Cleaning, but you know, your duct work, if you have animals too, gets very clogged. When I was doing furnace changeouts, when you take all the duct work apart, you reach up in the return air and you literally can grab a handful of dirt.
Oh,
which is kind of disgusting. That's why you have a filter, because it gets filtered. The supply side of your furnace or your duct work system is normally pretty clean. But that return air that's sucking the air in from your house and then it gets filtered, go through your furnace, that return air ductwork, especially if you have animals in the house, is very thick with hair and dust and dirt. And because the hair in there will help collect more dust and dirt instead of it getting on your filter. And it's I wouldn't say it's disgusting, but it kind of is.
Well, so Steve, you've just...
It doesn't hurt to have Zero Res come out there and clean your ductwork once in a while.
No, but you just gave me an idea. You know, we have horses and we have these, you know, these heavy duty clippers. All my dogs are getting shaved today, as well as my kid's hair. We're taking them all off. We're going to shave them all down. Now, you had, we haven't even gotten to the talking points we were going to talk about, things to do around the house in the spring. Turn your spigots back on, because a lot of people, we didn't. Because it's, you know, we're told we have a crawl space. And when we first had everything put in, I was told that it stays like 40 degrees under there.
You know, if you've got frost-free spigots, you don't need to. But, you know, a lot of older homes don't have frost-free spigots. And basically what a frost-free spigot is, it's designed to do exactly that. It takes freezing. Old spigots, you've got water that comes right out to the valve out there, right up to the gate valve.
Yep.
And in the wintertime, when that freezes, that'll freeze that spigot. It'll crack, and then you'll have a water leak. The frost-free ones are designed... So the water actually sits back a little bit, and it's not right at the edge of the spigot, and it can, you know, it goes down to 30 below, and it doesn't freeze the pipe. So if you have frost-free spigots, you probably don't shut them off. If you do have or don't have frost-free spigots, hopefully you've been shutting them off. Like if you don't, you found out by now that they crack, and most people do. And I know we don't have them at our house, and I have to turn mine off every fall and turn them back on every spring.
Well, and that's something we should be doing, but we weren't. Now, I'm going to go out of order of what you sent you'll understand why. Change the furnace filters, which we talked about. Clean the outside of the AC. You could just do it with a hose and make sure there's no plants or weeds growing up through it. Turn the AC on to make sure it works. And these are the things where, because you could schedule a tune-up. This is why your Saber Blue is a great program. Where you join that and you'll have somebody come out, and the cost, unless you need parts, is going to be minimal to non-existent. Flush the water heater. I wouldn't have a clue how to do that. Change water filters if present. I wouldn't know how to do that either. But it's just a good idea. Like before the start of the winter season, make sure you get your furnace checked and tuned up. That's a great idea. Same thing with your air conditioner. Make sure you got that going. And people should go to saberheating.com, S-A-B-R-E. Heating.com and check out that Saber Blue program. It's terrific.
Yeah, if you don't want to ever worry about your system, so your mechanical systems, we'll take care of it for you. Doing general maintenance does make a difference. It's not going to guarantee you'll never have a problem, but it does make a difference. It will help.
And here I was thinking that I could not have to worry about making sure I have plenty of filters on hand, because I've been ordering online now, and you were the one who sort of prompted that after our discussion. I did get one of those permanent ones or the cleanable ones. Mary hates it, so I'm now back to buying the ones that are replaceable. And I used to get them at Walmart, and they don't carry that, or they're always out of that size lately. So online's a good way to go with it. Well, Steve, I always appreciate talking to you. Those are great tips. Steve Wachowski, owner of Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, saberheating.com, SABRE heating.com. Look forward to talking to you next week, Steve, and we'll take a quick break. Be right back.